When God Interrupts Your Plans by Lynette Kittle. Today's Bible verse is Matthew 1:18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Have you ever had God interrupt your plans? Not just small ones, but big ones, like whom you'll marry, where you'll live, work, or go to school. Maybe at the time you recognized it was God's hand in your life, intervening and changing your situation. Or possibly when it was taking place, you didn't have a clue. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was living a quiet life engaged to Joseph when God interrupted her plans by sending the angel Gabriel to deliver a message to her, Luke 1:26 and 27. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Luke 1:28. It seemed like such a wonderful kind of message, yet Luke 1:29 describes her reaction. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. Mary was deeply concerned, but the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Luke 1:30 through 33. Still Mary asked how this could be, since she was a virgin, to which the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Luke 1:36. His words removed her doubt and revealed her heart as she answered, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Luke 1:38. How does your heart respond when God interrupts your plans with a life-shaking event? At first, like Mary, do you also feel greatly troubled? As she questioned God at how these things could possibly occur in her life, do you question him too? Do you, as Mary did, need reassurance of his presence in the midst of it? If so, God reassures you in Isaiah 41:13, "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" If your plans have been disrupted, instead of turning to fear, choose to trust God, believing he will help you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
God's Word will change our life, but sometimes it's hard to know where to start. Well, that's where I come in. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week, I guide you through a scripture, giving you space to listen to the Spirit and pray about what's on your heart. Then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.